Hey, this is Jaylee Wolf, and you're listening to Gyno.
Nation, Mr. Charlie Hill, please welcome me.
I usually have problems doing my act, you know, because I know a lot of you white people never seen an Indian do stand-up comedy before, you know. Like, for so long, you probably thought that Indians never had a sense of humor, you know. We never thought you were too funny either.
Brent Beatty.
That's right. Now, if you're tuning in, you're listening to Gyno. I'll be right back to wrap up my discussion with Daniel Monkman and Adam Sturgeon of Ombigazay. In the meantime, enjoy Liam Bidasmus say Simpsons, I Pity the Country on Gyno.
Thrives on hate.
And Badass Massey Simpson's I Pity the Country, found on her Theory of Ice album. If you want to go check out, well, I highly encourage everybody to go check out. I had her on the show last May, I believe it was, and had a very similar kind of discussion to the kind of chat we're having right now. We're talking, you know, living in the now, not just being relegated to the past, not, you know, photographs from an archive or bones on a shelf in a museum. We're here right now, living in the future. And that's exactly what Om Bigazé is all about. Welcome back, Daniel. Welcome back, Adam. Let's take a quick moment and talk about if there are any plans. Do you guys have any plan to work and tour together in support of this album?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we're both putting aside our solo projects for the upcoming months to kind of playing a lot of shows and really show people the live experience of these songs, which is very, not very much different, but more, a lot more, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like, it's more of us whereas the studio is more stripped back and we're kind of letting go. And I think it'll be pretty apparent when you hear it.
Yeah, we can't help like in our live show environments, we just get to those levels of intensity and release. As we talk a lot about our healing, a lot of that is just putting everything we have into that live environment. So it'll be just be like a little bit more of what that record is, you know.
Does that also mean you're providing that kind of an experience that picks the concert goer up and takes them someplace kind of special, huh?
I hope so. You know, we haven't played any shows yet. We had to kind of cancel our release schedule, and so our own solo projects are on the road this month and next, and then come late spring and into the summer, we'll be going full steam ahead with these shows. So we're really excited. We have some exciting things coming up. We're not allowed to talk about all of them yet.
We can't?
I won't tell anybody. I won't.
We can't talk about it?
I don't think we're allowed to say all the things.
Really?
So needless to say, stay tuned. Some exciting things happening for Ambiguous here in the near future, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, any plans to... I know this is maybe outside something that you can answer right now. Are you going to try and make your way down to the States too?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, our own solo projects are, but we're still figuring all that out.
Yeah.
But we have all the documents ready. We can play there anytime, I guess.
Nice.
Just kind of waiting for something that makes sense.
Well, I can't wait to check out one of your live shows. I wholeheartedly believe that I'm witnessing something big about to take off, and I'm glad that I could catch up with you guys before you get too big, because maybe I can keep that door open a little bit. You know, I can call on you to come back on Gyno here in the future.
Always for the people.
Yeah. Always.
I appreciate so much of what you guys are doing for the scene right now. Just a couple more quick questions. Where can people find more information about the band and your solo efforts at?
We've got ombikaze.com. There's the website we just finished building. And then you can find us on the Arts and Crafts label. There's lots of information through them too. We got the Instagram going. We got a Twitter. So just look us up, Ombiigizi.
Thank you so much once again for joining me today, and I can't wait to see what's next. Stay tuned. We have more great tunes coming your way. And once again, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Ombigaze.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Bonjour, this is Adam and Daniel from Ombikaze, and you're listening to Gyno on Native Voice One.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.